Hello?
Yes, darling?
What are you talking about? Suggesting that we have got wings?
No, I was only joking.
Now, what would I do with wings?
No, I was only joking. I didn't mean it literally.
No, of course you did not. Today is the 13th?
Yes, darling, today is the 13th.
It is not a Friday.
Yes, that's right.
I said it is not a Friday.
No, it is not a Friday, darling.
There is a superstition that Friday is unlucky if it is the 13th.
Oh, is it?
So I am told. So Mickey tells me that in England they have a superstition, you know, that Friday the 13th is not a happy time, you know. I don't know. People don't do things if they can help it on the 13th, you know. Very odd.
Yes, that's right.
Mama is with me.
Uh-huh.
She is now fully awake and fully conscious of everything now, and she is very much more settled and happy. And, you know, it is not going to be easy to make her understand about communication.
I think she
did not realize it properly.
No.
And now she is beginning to, at least beginning to think about it, but I don't think she will communicate for a very long time.
No,
assuming that she does later, I think now she will be very much more settled in her mind.
Yeah, of course, she's very lucky to have you.
Well, I have got to help her, of course, and I would love to help her.
Yes, that's right.
Now I have to show her everything.
Exactly.
And make it so that she relaxes her mind and accepts, you know.
Yes.
Because, you know, she was very bewildered. Terribly bewildered, you know. She still sort of thinks in the old way, you know.
Yes.
But she's gradually now, she will begin to think more deeply. And she will come round, you know.
To her, it's like a new life, undreamt of even.
That's so.
Yes.
Well, you are not going out anywhere special today?
No, darling, I'm not going. It's very hot today.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
But it is very nice to have it warm.
Nice. Yes.
After the cold.
Yes, of course it is.
I thought perhaps you might go for a ride on the bus.
Huh?
I thought you might go for a ride on the bus.
I may do, darling.
If it is such a nice day, you go into the country.
Yes,
no?
That's right.
Remember where we used to go to the pagoda?
Yes, that's right. That's exactly what I was telling Leslie. That Kew Gardens was our haunt, one of the haunts.
We used to like to go there on a very nice day, you know?
Yes, that's right.
And see all the different flowers and the trees.
And do you remember that rose garden in Queen Mary's, in Regent's Park? I showed Leslie yesterday
a photograph of me taken by the phantom.
That's right.
I remember it very well.
I treasure that picture.
I know.
Very much.
But that was a black and white picture, surely.
It was black and white, but I got
tinted it.
Color.
You color it?
Yes, afterwards.
Ah.
Yes. But it was exactly as you were.
So?
In dress and everything. And it is really... a really fine link for those happy moments.
I don't know. You sit on the same seat.
Hmm?
You sit on the same seat.
Yes, that's right.
But you know, some of the seats have been moved.
Yes, I know.
Did you realize that they have moved some of the seats that
we
used to like to sit on?
Yes.
And you were very annoyed, I think, once when you found that the seat that used to be opposite is no longer there.
No.
And you find they have moved it further away.
I see you noticing that.
Oh, it is very trivial, but... I noticed, and you were looking, and you thought, well, that is wrong, the position. And they had moved the seat, you know.
Yes, that's right.
But it is unimportant.
But thank God they haven't moved the fountain.
No, the fountain is exactly the same.
Yes.
But the position of the seat is very different.
Yes, that's right.
Because the angle is not the same.
You know, sometimes when the wind is blowing and the fountain is working, you see, it sprays water.
And that is why they have moved the seat?
Yes, that is why.
Because people were getting sprayed with the water. But I don't remember that happening to us.
No.
It must have been that when we were there, it was a very calm day, you know.
Yes.
And the wind did not make the water come near the seat.
That's right.
But that is what they have done. They have shifted it.
Because the wind is mostly westerly, and so they had to move the benches to avoid people being sprayed with water. But it's a beautiful spot.
I wonder if you will ever go to Italy.
I often wonder too that.
I don't know. I think perhaps you feel it is not important. Because while you are spending money to go to Italy, you can come to London.
That's
and you
right.
can come and talk with me.
That's right.
But there are so many associations,
yes,
you know,
exactly.
in the past with us. And it would be of interest to you.
Yes, exactly.
But at the same time, it is not so important perhaps
no.
to visit.
No.
But you have many books. And
oh,
you were looking at some pictures
right.
in a book, photographs,
yes.
you know,
yes.
of various places that
yes.
in the past were associated with us.
Yes.
And Tivoli.
Yes.
Tivoli. Tivoli. Is that what you call it?
Pardon?
Tivoli.
Yes, Tivoli. Yes.
Outside Rome.
Yes. And, of course, you know, this famous garden in Copenhagen, Tivoli, you know, it's a pleasure park.
I know.
Yes.
Of course I know.
Yes. And that was really taking the name from that place in Rome.
They are very beautiful, the
yes,
Tivoli Gardens.
Yes.
But you know, at one time we were associated very much with Florence.
With Florence?
Firenze, you
no.
know?
Which country then?
In Italy, in
yes.
Florence.
Ah,
Firenze.
In Florence, yes, yes.
You
oh,
know?
It's a beautiful city.
I would like you to go to Italy if it were possible, but not if it means that
yeah.
you would think, oh, well, I could have gone to London
you
instead.
Know, you know, little Suzanne?
Of course.
She's going to settle in Italy. She doesn't go back to Switzerland anymore. She doesn't like it.
But why is she going to Italy?
Because at a little place called Lecca,
so?
By the sea.
Uh-huh.
That's what she told me when I heard from her from Bombay when she had been.
And when is she going?
She's there now somewhere.
Oh, she's now there
yeah.
already?
Yeah.
I did not know. I know
yeah.
that there was some conversation
and,
about moving,
yeah.
but I was not sure
and,
where.
And she said that she was not going back to Switzerland after.
She prefers Italy because of the
yeah.
warmth and the sun,
yeah,
I suppose.
That's right. And she doesn't like the cold.
No, who does? You know, sometimes I wonder if you will stay. I think you will, though, because you could not uproot yourself.
No, I couldn't.
But you know, you have got in the habit now of coming to London so much.
Yes.
I suppose it will cost too much money to
no,
live here.
No, darling. You see, now this time I came direct, and
so,
it only took me an hour and 20 minutes.
Well, that is better.
Ah, absolutely. And you don't feel tired or
no.
anything. It's a very comfortable way of
I do not think you will ever give up our flat.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think that is us, you
there
know?
Is, yes, there is
too many
us.
Memories, too many associations,
yes,
you know,
right.
with it.
Yes.
And
yes.
us, you know?
And it has such a charming view.
Of course. But as long as you can manage to get to London occasionally.
Yes, that's right.
While you are
yes.
able.
Yes.
I wonder, you know, I've often said to you that I think that you will come here in your sleep. Very quickly.
Uh-huh.
I think this is true.
Yes. I'm very glad to hear
I wonder
that.
How long it will be.
I often ask myself...
I wonder if you will be 80.
I often ask myself that question because, you know, it's something I dearly wish for.
But you have nothing to worry about.
No, nothing.
You can manage
yes.
quite comfortably
yes,
for the rest of your
yes,
life.
Yes.
Huh?
yes.
That is most
and
important.
Everybody around me are very nice and kind and happy.
Oh, they're very kind people.
Yes, very kind.
But I don't think they understand when you talk about
no, they
communication
no,
with me.
No, that is true.
I think they look at you sometimes and think, ah, he is a little odd.
Yeah.
And yet one or two are interested.
One or two. You know...
I wish you could arrange something.
You know, at your mama's funeral...
Oui?
I had a long talk with Oswald's wife, you know, Gunlug.
Yes. About
and
the
I told her that I was directly communicating with you and I was tape recording our conversation.
And what did she say to that?
And she she raised her eyebrows and she said, I do believe that.
Well, I am so happy. I wonder if...
You see, she said, I do believe that. And the only thing is that people must love each other intensely to be able to accomplish that.
She is very good.
Yes, she is.
Because I think she realizes your love is so strong.
Yes.
And that she believes because of your love and...
Exactly.
You know, perhaps she does not quite understand exactly all about it, but
no.
I think she has the realization within herself of the possibility where there is a great love like ours.
Yes. She was the only one I talked with about it, because your sister, Britta, just ran away. She's frightened of death.
She is very frightened.
And do you know, she looks older than you were.
Really?
Oh, she...
But she is not older.
She has gone very old.
She is not older.
Yeah. No, I mean, she looks older.
Ah, she looks older.
Yeah. And I told her, I said, are you still smoking away? And I gave her something to stop her smoking.
But that did not make any difference. I don't think she wants to stop smoking.
And no, she wants to.
She does want to?
Yeah. And so I got that for her, and she said, oh, well, during this holiday, I'm going to seriously...
Well, I like to think so, but I doubt it that she will.
So. So I said, it will be much better for you if you can stop it. Because she is... Well, you wouldn't think she was 40 years at all. She is more like 55. And what she'll be in another 10 years, I don't know.
Well?
But at the funeral, I met so many people, and they all look much older. But then,
darling, perhaps you look older to them.
No, and I said...
No, I don't think you do, I think they are very different, because... Their whole attitude of mind is different. And this makes a big difference. If you have, like you have, the realization of communication and life to continue, and also because you have this inner, you know, something.
Peace.
And also because you don't do stupid things. You live quietly and peacefully and comfortably.
Yes. Yes.
And they do tire themselves out mentally and physically.
That's right.
I think, don't you?
Yes.
But you know, don't you think Mama was a wonderful woman, really?
Absolutely.
I mean, we know that at times she was very difficult, but she was quite remarkable. And she's, if it were not for the fact that she had this, I don't know, attitude of mind about things
that
to do.
That was because she acquired it because of her environment and upbringing.
Of course, she was, it was her background.
Yes, exactly.
And she could not understand or accept anything else, you know.
That's right.
But now she's beginning at last to begin to understand a leap.
Of course.
She will come and she will perhaps later speak, who knows, if she wants to.
Yeah.
But you know, she is already seeing you.
Is she?
Oh yes, she is here and she sees you. And I think this is helping her to understand, because if I could bring her with me to something like this, it would give her a knowledge a little, make her think deeply about it.
Yes,
now she will soon begin to realize, and she will know that what you tried to tell her was true.
Yeah. Yes.
By the way, have you got anything belonging to Mama? From her things?
Yes. You know, just before you passed, she presented you with a tablecloth that she had done herself woven.
No, I was thinking, since her coming here, have you had anything from Mama's place?
No.
You don't want anything?
No,
But Mama had some very interesting photographs of me when I was a child.
I don't know what will happen to them.
I think perhaps you might be able to obtain those, because I would like you to have them, because I think it is on the right.
Yes.
There are several photographs of Mama, me, and that when I was a little girl, and also when I was about 17 or so. I think they would be very nice for you to have.
I suppose Gunnar and Matt
ask them.
Yeah.
If when they go through the photographs, if there are any photographs, which I know there are, of me, that they will let you have them.
Yes. Because...
What do you think about Guna?
Guna is just like a grown-up child, you know. He won't change.
You don't think so?
No. You know, he's just the same as he was when you...
He has done quite well.
Yes. But he's very well-meaning and all that.
I think so.
Yes, very
I well. Think he is very kind.
Yes, very kind.
And I think that he may be able to understand something about this later
yes.
on.
Yeah.
I think it would be very nice, huh?
Yes. But of course, he doesn't understand a word of English.
No.
Meta doesn't.
But I can practice and come and speak
but
in our own language, perhaps.
I think...
You know, I have got so in the habit
uh-huh.
of coming to talk to you
uh-huh.
in English, you know,
yes, yes.
for so long
yes.
That I never think in any other language
no,
but English.
Right. Yes,
but then, of course, on your side, we spoke so much in English.
Yes, that's right. But I think Gunilog must have been talking to them.
You think
that.
So?
Yes, yes, yes. Because she was going to stay over one night. She was not going back the same day as the funeral was.
No.
And she said they were going to stay. I thought, I asked her if they were coming to Yodagoy. And she said, no, we'll go direct from here tomorrow. And because if they could have come to Yodagoy, I could have put on some of the tapes for them to listen.
They probably would not believe.
Huh?
I doubt if they would believe.
Oh, but at least
you know, it is very difficult for me to know exactly what my voice sounds like, you know, because I don't know if it really sounds like the voice that I have on earth.
Absolutely.
Because,
same.
You see, I have to think
yes,
of what I want to say to you.
Yes.
I have to press my face, I
yes.
suppose,
yes.
in this thing.
Yes.
And this, it is like a replica, it is like a copy of one's
larynx,
you know, everything. And I don't know what
it
sounds like properly to you.
No, darling, it's exactly the same.
The same,
absolutely.
It sounds the same as
yes.
my voice was
yes,
when I was on Earth.
No, I tell you, it's not only the voice, it's
uh-huh.
the manner.
Ah, the manner.
And the accent.
So?
You see? And the intonation which you had in real life.
Oh, well, that is good.
You see?
But I must concentrate, you know.
Yes, yes.
Very
course.
Hard to do this. That is my big, big problem.
Yes.
I think everyone has this problem.
Yes, that's right.
It is the concentrating on reproducing yourself
yes, yes.
and what you wish to convey.
Yes,
that
yes.
in the process of doing that, things that you had intended to say or wanted to say, as if you cannot do several things at the same time. Something has to suffer
yes.
in consequence,
that's
you know.
Right. Yes.
But I think I do fairly well.
Yes, yes,
huh?
yes very well.
I do want you always
no.
to know I try very hard.
And I tell you that your voice is absolutely 100%.
Oh, well, that is very good, because it
same.
Is difficult to be sure.
Yes, yes.
I can't always hear.
I mean, at the very first sitting, I was quite prepared to have little change in your voice. Sometimes, you know, when you talk on the telephone.
I know, but that makes a difference, doesn't
see,
it?
You get a slight change in your voice, and I often used to remark, your voice didn't seem the same on the telephone.
No, that's
see?
True.
And so I was quite prepared to find that, but I didn't. And I said, this is identical, exactly the same voice. And that was very convincing to me more than anything.
Well, I'm so happy.
Yes.
But I must concentrate in the future to try and speak to you a little in our own language.
Yes, darling.
Because I think that would be very interesting
yeah,
for people.
But,
and for you. Oh, I was going to try so hard for Mama's sake. Now she's here, it does not matter.
No, that's right.
She understands
yes.
now. Or she will begin to understand eventually.
Yes.
Oh, but she is still a problem. But she will change.
And of course she will be more associated with your father.
Of course.
And
but you know, I do not see a lot of him.
You don't?
Well, not a lot.
Of course
no.
not. If there is no, what you might call, intimate association.
Because I will probably see a little more now, but Mama, when she more or less is happily settled, you know.
Do you see much of young brothers?
Occasionally.
Occasionally.
Yes, from time to time. But you see, a lot of people assume, I think, you know, that when you come here, you are with all the people you have known.
Yes.
Well, you see the people that you love and have known, but unless there is a very close link, you know, love, you're not necessarily with them.
No.
You are together from time to time, you meet, but you're not living with them all the time. People have this idea that you are always living with people.
No, that's right.
Only with someone that is really very, very dear and very close.
Yes.
But then again, you know, we have great cities.
Yes,
you know, this is difficult for people in your world to understand.
Yes, exactly.
But we have a way of life which is, in some respects, very similar to life on Earth.
Yes.
We have great vast cities of places where people congregate together in great halls, halls of learning. We have what you would call libraries.
Yes.
And where there are thousands of books of the past where you can read and you can catch memories of past events, like as if you are visualizing something on a big screen.
Yes.
You know what a cinema is like?
Yes, that's right.
Well, it is possible for people to sit and to see on a sort of what you would call a screen, a replica of incidents to do with the past.
Yes.
For instance, everything that has happened that is of any consequence in the history of man, especially that which is good, is reproduced, can be reproduced here. It is as if you can, I don't know how to put this, as if you can tune in to the past, you know?
Yes,
many things are lost, I suppose, that are unimportant. And yet, you know, when we come and talk with you, often we will talk about some triviality.
Yes.
Because often it is the little trivial things that are perhaps are the most endearing.
Yes, yes,
you know,
yes.
I mean, for instance, some little thing that we may have done together or place we have gone to, and I think, I will talk about it. Not because it is, in a sense, that important, but it is interesting and evidential to let you know that we don't forget, you know.
Yes.
I mean, people often say, why don't the people on your side talk about highly evolved things far removed from the past? Well, of course we can, and we do occasionally, but when it is important to give or prove to someone we love the reality of our presence, we have to think of ordinary, mundane, material things, you know.
Yes.
I mean, otherwise, how would one know?
Yes.
I mean, if someone you love over here were to come and talk to you about some something to do with their life here, very different, they would not prove their reality of existence. But to talk about some trivial things, and yet when important when on Earth, these are proof, are they not?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I wish everyone believed in this. It would make such a difference.
Of course.
My goodness me, I think the whole world could be changed if people understood it.
I tell you that day is coming.
Well, I don't know. Yes. I'd like to think so, but I don't think it will be for a long time.
I don't think I shall be on Earth when that comes.
It will be a long time before people are able to realize this. I wonder if there will be eventually a method of communication that will be so scientific that no one can doubt it. But of course one does not know. It is possible. This what you say with the tape recordings, they are interesting and I think could be wonderful. But I doubt if a lot of people would be able to accept them.
No.
You know?
Yeah. But of course... It makes people think when you hear these voices on the tape under controlled conditions for which they have no explanation.
Well, this is it, but of course they will always make excuses or find some other explanation somehow, won't they?
Yeah.
I suppose they will say it is ventriloquism or something. But how one can ventriloquize a voice of someone that you could never have possibly known and reproduce that voice and the voice to discuss personal, intimate details which only could be known to the persons concerned is ridiculous to think that could be in any way faked, you know. But you do have people who try to find explanations and, well, I don't know. I suppose some people will never be convinced. I suppose the scientific mind is such that it analyzes and in its analysis destroys, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there are very few people who are scientifically minded who really are open-minded. I think they're always looking for the flaws.
They have
preconceived
notions.
Of course, and this prevents them. They cannot accept something which is obviously quite beyond their comprehension. I think they are prejudiced, many of them.
But darling, I will make a dark room in the house.
Well, this is marvelous, because I think if you were to have a little room that is set aside, as a dark room, it would be wonderful. We could experiment.
I
wish it were possible for you to meet one or two people who are like you, very sincere and interested.
Yes,
because I think it might help,
Yes.
Because but there is no one, I suppose.
No, I haven't come across anyone. You mean in Sweden?
Mm. Mm.
No, I haven't come across anyone. Because if that were so, it would help.
Well, I think there would be more, what is it you say, power.
Yes, that's
it. Than just yourself,
I don't know if there is any other means by which one can improve that power, because for a single person like me, it is a handicap.
Yeah.
Now, I doubt if Leslie could get anything without another person's presence. I don't know.
I don't even know, but possibly. No, I don't know, but I think it is necessary for a medium, even if they are a very good medium, to have extra power. Which is generated from other people.
Exactly.
You see, mediumship, people don't understand, they don't think.
But
it depends on the instrument, it depends on the person.
Yes.
People do not understand that in communication, you must have the physical power.
Exactly.
You must have the humanity.
Yes.
You must have the individual who is receptive.
Yes.
That's why I wonder if sometimes with the purely mechanical or scientific approach, if any real success will ever come.
That's right.
I think somewhere you must have the human element.
But I often wonder if, say, there is a medium alone, whether that medium can get voice communication.
I don't know. I should have thought possibly if they are a medium.
Yeah.
Although possibly it may well be that if there was no other person or persons present, that it might not be so easy, or perhaps
they
may think from our side that, unless there's a special reason for it, it would be best not to.
You know, in the early days of development in Leslie's mediumship, when he used to go to cinema, with so many people around him,
so I think that is
started hearing voices.
Well, this is it, I think, because a lot of people all gather together with their minds concentrated on this flickering, moving object, like a film. I think that the conditions are very conducive for something like this to happen.
Yeah.
The power that is generated among so many people must be enormous,
And so he had to run out and give it up, going to the video.
I know. Very funny. Very expensive. I mean, to go to the pictures and not be able to stay and see it.
Because
I think you'll have to start going to the pictures. And then first I can come and talk to you, and then someone will tell you to be quiet. The roses are beautiful that you have brought to
there.
They are lovely golden roses.
Yes, and the scent.
I shall take away the replica,
the
spiritual counterpart, because it is your love that has created the conditions which makes it possible for me to do so.
Yes,
people don't realize this, that we can have a replica or a copy of many things. That is why, when I told you before, when you come here, although it is not the same exactly, many things in our home will be very similar. If you carry the memory of something very strong, that memory of it and the desire for it can create it here. So we'll have many of our things that we like around.
I sometimes miss very much the little things I used to do for you. And now I say I can't do them. For instance, the cosmetics I used to make for you. And you used to like them so much.
Well, I don't need them now.
You don't need them now, you see. But I often... think of the little things I used to do, and I say, used to make you happy, and I can't do any more.
Oh, but you do.
Can I?
You can do many things. In fact,
I can
you
only
do
it in thought.
Ah, but you do things for me that are very real and very close and important to me.
Yes, I see.
Your thoughts are very creative.
Yes.
And after all, what is important is your love.
Yes.
There is many things that you create by love.
Yes, I think so.
Don't worry about.
No.
Oh, please.
No?
Don't think that you are not being creative in your love for me, for me.
Yes.
Because it is so.
Yes.
Many things I am conscious of.
Yeah.
And many of the things that you hold dear, in a kind of way, are still mine.
Yes.
And they are still, from my point of view, realities, you know.
Yes, I understand.
All the little things that you hold dear and keep.
Yes.
And not just only little things that I use to use, but memories.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Yes. But I'm very sensitive, actually.
You are what?
I'm very sensitive, actually. I can never throw away anything you have used or touched. I'd like to have it with me.
You have so many things.
Yes, I have.
And all are more or less in the same place.
Yes, and that helps me to live.
Well, you have to stay a little longer, of course.
But it helps me to live.
But memory is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
But, you know, the reality of our being together is what matters.
Yes.
And it is true, you know.
Yes.
Often you are here. Often when you fall asleep,
you
are automatically, immediately with me. Often I am beside you and lying beside you on the bed, you know.
Yes, yes. I feel that when I go to sleep,
you have been a little more careful, by the way, with the cover of the bed.
Yes. Well, it is a very precious thing for me, and I will not use any other bed or displace it, but it's quite nice. And it is like a link with the past, you see.
Even the coins in the purse.
Yes.
You know?
The coins?
The coins.
Yes.
In my purse.
Yes, I still have them.
I know. Exactly.
Yes.
To the smallest amount.
Yes.
You are sentimental.
Well,
but I love you for it.
It's sweet to be sentimental. I mean, that is one of the joys of living.
I want you to be happy. I think that is the thing I want most.
But
and I think in your own way you are happy.
I am happy.
Sometimes
now.
You get a little sad.
Yes, but
you know,
happy now.
I just want your happiness.
Yes.
And just to realize that it is only a step away.
Yes,
only a short way before we are together.
Yes, yes.
And I will do everything in my power to help you.
Yes.
Don't think that I am miles away because I am not.
No.
I am constantly with you. When you go out for a little walk, or perhaps you sit in the park, or perhaps you are listening to music, or perhaps you are trying to read a little. I read sometimes with you.
Yeah.
If the book is interesting, but not always.
Not always, no.
You don't read as much as you used to.
No, for one thing, you know, what with the TV and the radio.
I know.
You know, there is not much time.
No.
You see? I think that is a book I'm interested on. Now, for instance, this Carry On Talking was a book that was brought out last month.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to know what other people were doing in my way of tape recording, you see.
Uh-huh.
I read that book in 2 days.
But it did not tell you any more than you knew already.
No, that's no more than
because
I
that was your reaction to
exactly.
it. You said, well, it is all right, but you
and
know.
And you see, most of the people had to use earphones to hear and guess what was on
well,
the
that is very different to us when we can have an intelligent conversation, you know.
Yes, exactly.
I should hate it if you had to say to yourself over and over again, what was that word?
Yes.
And then you play it back again and again. Oh, no, no. It is a natural, intimate conversation that matters.
That's why I say that.
Of course, this is a different method, and there's no medium, as far as we know, employed.
No.
And yet I think somewhere there must be some form of mediumship.
Yes.
I don't think that there will ever be complete contact without some form of medium. It may not be in the orthodox way, you know, but it will be, in some way, it must be linked with the human brain, the human mind.
Do you know, there is a giant intellectual man called Sir Oliver Lodge.
Ah, I know of him.
You know of him?
Yes.
You know, he was my own principal in Mason College in Birmingham. I'm going back 50 years now.
You knew him?
Of course, he was the principal of the college.
Uh-huh.
And he was, of course, then almost on the point of retirement. And
that was where?
In Birmingham.
In Birmingham.
Yes. And, you know, he lost his son during the First World War.
Uh-huh.
And this son was determined to impress upon his father his life continuing. And he gave him such proofs that he had to believe that it is true, because things the son told him, nobody knew but him and the son. And he was converted to spiritualism. And he was a very hard-headed man. And he has come through Leslie and spoken that very soon there will be a possibility of the spirit world communicating through scientific means to establish contact between people who believe in it.
Well, that will be marvelous.
Yes.
If it comes. But I still think, I may be wrong, but I still think it is possible that there will be, in some shape or form, a medium.
Yes.
It may not be quite in the way in which we have to try to work now with the medium, but
when I finished reading this book, I wrote to the author, because I know him.
Uh-huh.
And I said, after reading the book, I feel convinced that what little glimpse or impression of voice communication is there is due to mediumship and nothing else. And if people knew there were mediums, but they don't. Some are medium, they have sort of incipient development of mediumship, but they don't know it.
What is incipient?
It means just beginning to.
Ah, all right. I'm trying to think what that word
just
means.
Just beginning to.
Ah.
You see?
You must give me some lessons in English or buy me a
dictionary.
No, I just make the joke. But I was not sure of that word.
Yes, it's it. And
do you remember the ribbon?
Hmm?
The ribbon.
Yes, the ribbon. Which one, darling?
You have in a box.
Yes. Plenty
some
of them.
Different ribbons.
Oh yes, plenty of them.
You treasure them, and the hair.
Yes.
The hair.
Yes, I know.
You know?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know why I talk about little things.
No,
like
I love
it. It's just that I like you to know that sometimes I watch you and you touch things and stroke them, you know?
I love to hear it.
And sometimes I have seen you kiss them too. You know?
Sometimes I love to hear it.
I know, but... I don't know. I appreciate it because I know it is deep love.
Yeah.
And this is something that nothing can destroy.
Last time I was looking at your wedding ring, I had an urge to put it on my finger.
But it is too small.
Yes, darling. That's
you could have it made a little larger, then you could wear it.
I wouldn't like to change it.
You wouldn't? Oh, well.
I thought if I could put it on, I would love to wear it.
But you know what you could do?
No.
You could have a little chain and have it around your neck.
Around my neck?
You could you not?
Yes.
I don't say do it, but I think that if you wanted to...
But it's not the same as on your finger.
No, well, it is on my finger here.
You know, I would like to put it on the second finger where it is directly connected to your heart.
Ah. You are lovely. I'm so happy that you understand.
Yes.
And to know that we shall be together is the most wonderful thing.
Yes, darling,
this is
that.
The thing that matters most.
Yes, I do. I have... Leslie has brought such wonderful freshness into my life since I met him.
Well, we are both very grateful.
Yes.
And we are both very, you know, blessed, you know.
Yes. I could never thank him enough.
I wish I could come and give you just a kiss before I go, but I have to go, darling.
Yes,
but tomorrow I will talk to you again.
Yes, yes, darling. I will
bless you. And have a happy time today.
Yes,
be peaceful. And go into the park and,
yes, darling.
And
yes,
be happy.
Yes, yes,
and know I will sit with you all the time.
Yes, thank you.
And I will try, if possible, I can't say definitely, but I will try, if possible, to do something or to create a situation where you will have some little indication I am there.
I see, darling.
Perhaps through stranger, who knows?
Yeah.
I have a feeling that somehow today I may be able to do something rather special. I will concentrate hard on it, and we shall see. And tomorrow we will talk.
Okay.
I must go. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, dear.
I don't like to say goodbye. But
no, no. I know.
Tomorrow.
No, that is no goodbye.
You know, she's lovely.
Yes.
She really is a marvelous communicator. You know, really, Dr. Mandy.
Yes.
Do you know?
Yes.
You're very lucky, ain't you?
I
well, God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
I know I am lucky. Yes. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Very well.